Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we're going to have a lot of fun.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Well, let's get started. Today's topic is around town.
And our title is At the Museum. At the Museum. What kinds of museums did we learn about yesterday?
Well, there are art museums and history museums, and we even talked about the National Palace Museum.
That's right, and today we'll talk more about really cool museums. Here's Peter with our Read It.
The exhibit at the art museum was a big success. They had some great paintings by Michelle T. She's a great artist.Taylor likes visiting museums. She especially likes weird museums. Her favorite is Ripley's Believe It or Not. There are strange things in it. Alex bought some postcards at the art museum as a souvenir. He bought them to support the museum.
Thank you, Peter. Do you have a favorite artist?
Yeah, I love oil paintings from Monet. I could look at those paintings all day. Marie, do you have a favorite artist?
Yes, I do. Do you know Picasso?
Yes, I do. His paintings are really strange and weird.
They are a little strange, but they're beautiful at the same time.
Well, friends, we will learn more about museums today.If you weren't here yesterday, it's okay. We're glad you're here with us. Well, first, let's learn our key words. Here's Christina to help us.
Hello, Susie 因为工作的需要去参观了美术馆的特展。她说这次的展览非常的成功。It was a big success. 名词 success 就是成功。这次的展览中有很多 Michelle T 的作品。Michelle 是一位很优秀的艺术家，艺术家或画家就是 artist。Michelle is a great artist。Taylor 说他也很喜欢参观博物馆，尤其是一些比较怪异的博物馆。尤其就是 especially， 它是副词。She especially likes some museums。怪异的博物馆就是 weird museums。形容词怪异的就是 weird。这个博物馆里有很多奇怪的作品展出。Do you want to visit a weird museum? Alex 也去了美术馆，他还买了一些明信片，希望借此在经济上能够支持一下美术馆。支持就是 support. He wants to support the art museum.
How was the exhibit at the art museum, Susie?
It was a big success. I saw a lot of great paintings.
Was the museum crowded?
Yes. It was so crowded that it was hard to see everything.
Did you see many paintings by famous artists?
Yes. Michelle T's paintings were in the exhibit.
I like her work. I can't wait to see the exhibit.
Yesterday, we learned about Susie. She did a report on an art museum. The report was about a special exhibit at the art museum.
An exhibit at an art museum shows art. I wonder how the exhibit went.
It was a big success.
That's wonderful.
It was a big success.
Yes?
Peter,It was a big success is today's
calendar phrase.
It was a big success.
It was a big success.
那真的很成功。
The party was great.
It was a big success.
A lot of people came.
It was a big success.
Everyone had a good time.
It was a big success.
Now it's time to clean up.
Yes. Big success, big mess.
It was a big success.
It was a big success.
那真的很成功。
When something goes well, it is a success. Did you finish something? Did you do a good job? Great, then it was a big success.
So this exhibit was a big success. Everyone enjoyed the exhibit very much. There were many people and it was very crowded.
You can say that again. It was so crowded that it was hard to see everything. Before we talk more about this, let's go to Rebecca.
Hey friends, I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment. Well, it's that time when you get to learn a new grammar point. It was so adjective that noun plus verb. For example, it was so busy that I couldn't get in. Or, it was so late that the store was closed. This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. So this is a way to talk about something. It was hard to see because it was very crowded.
Right, and so this is a way to explain very crowded. Our grammar point today is, it was so crowded that you couldn't see anything.
Wow, many people like the artist's work. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
Alex 说他很喜欢 Michelle T 的作品。他说 I like her work。我们在这个句子里看到的 work 可不是动词哦，因为我们一般都把 work 当动词用，像是 I work hard every day， 或者 I like to work with them， 我喜欢跟他们一起工作，这些都是 work 当动词工作的意思用。今天 Alex 说 I like her work， 这个 work 是名词，它是指为完成某事或者是作品所付出的努力，所以用单数形式，但是它也可以指一件艺术品或者是细致的作品，那就是可数名词。看一些例句， The hat is her own work， 那顶帽子是她自己做的。 It's so hard to find his works now， 现在很难找到他的作品了。
Thank you, Christina. So everyone liked Michelle T's work. Michelle T is an artist, so she makes art work. When you say work, you are talking about her art.
Yes, you are. My aunt is an artist. She does a lot of paintings. Her work is very beautiful.
So you like her work. Well, friends, we need to move on.Let's look at conversation B together.
Hi, Susie. Have you finished your report on the museum exhibit?
Yes. It was interesting.
I love museums. I especially like visiting weird museums.
Weird museums?
Yes. My favorite is Ripley's Believe It or Not.They have lots of strange and funny things.
Where is it?
I went to the one in New York City.
Maybe I can visit it sometime.
All right, so Susie finished her report. It was very interesting.
Great. Have you ever finished anything, Peter?
Well, I have...finished saying that, yes, but we still have more to learn.
So we have not finished yet.
That's right. Wait, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make me say something. Hey, friends, have you learned from Christina before? Great, she has more for you to learn right now.
Taylor 想知道 Susie 的报道做完了没，所以他说 Have you finished your report on the museum exhibit? 这个句子里现在完成式的形式，现在完成式的基本架构就是主词加上 has 或 have， 再加上过去分词。那什么时候用呢？可以用在询问是否完成了某件事，或者是描述某个人从过去一个时间点就开始做某件事，一直到现在还是这样子。比如说 Have you seen that movie? 你看那个电影了吗？I have lived in Hong Kong since 2008. 我从2008年就住在香港了。这些都是现在完成式的表达方式。
Thank you, Christina. Have you learned this before? Make sure to practice using it. When something happened in the past that you've done, you can use this.
That's right, and it's not a specific time.If it is, you use the word did, but if it's not a specific time, use the word have. So Taylor loves museums. She especially likes weird museums. Oh, let's talk about this.
Especially. Especially is a hard word, but don't worry, you can just use it like the word really. I like dessert.But I especially like ice cream.
Yeah, that's right. But this word adds a little more meaning. It means specifically that thing. I especially like the color green. I like other colors too, but I really like green.
So which museums does Taylor like?
She likes weird museums.
And which museum does she especially like?
She especially likes the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum. They have a lot of strange and funny things there. Maybe we should go check it out.
Yeah. You know what, friends? I think it's time for a break. Let's take one right now. Don't go away.
Welcome back to the show, friends. Today we are talking about museums, but we learn this phrase, believe it or not. And usually we say this to give the person a choice to believe it or not. Now, do you have a fact for me that I can believe or not?
Believe it or not, Peter, I am a twin.
Wow, really? I thought I just saw you more often than I did.Well, believe it or not, we're out of time and we need to look at the next conversation. Let's watch it together.
Hi, Alex. What is that?
Hi, Linda. It's a book of postcards. I bought it to support the art museum.
You went to the art museum?
Yes. Susie told me about the new exhibit.So I wanted to go.
Was it good?
Yes, I liked it so much that I bought these postcards.
They are a good souvenir. I like to buy souvenirs from museum gift shops.
Our friends Alex and Linda are in the Jungle Cafe. Alex has a book of something.
He has a book of postcards. They are many postcards put together. Since it's like a book, we can call it a book of postcards.
When people travel or go to other famous places, they get postcards and send them to friends and family. It's a way of saying, I went here, and now you can see it too.
I love getting postcards.Well, Linda bought them to support the museum. What does this mean?
Maybe the museum does not earn a lot of money from selling tickets. Museums sell other things at the gift shop. Buying things from the shop will give the museum money.
Oh, and that will support the museum. I get it now. Support means to give help. When I was growing up, my mom supported me a lot.
Yes, parents support their kids. One day their kids grow up well because of this support.
And buying things from the museum's gift shop is a great way to support. Good idea, Linda.
That's right. I like museum gift shops a lot. You can buy a postcard or a cup with your favorite painting on it. I have many postcards from many different museums all around the world.
Hey, I think we should go see this new exhibit too, Peter. What do you think?
I think so too. And then I want to see this Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum. There are so many strange and weird things to see there too.
Let's go. But first, let's go to our keywords.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Success. Success. The party was a success.
Artist. Artist. Watch the artist paint a picture.
Especially. Especially. Jane especially likes ice cream.
Weird. Weird. This food looks weird, but tastes great.
Support. Support. Hal gave $10 to support the library. Okay, friends, you can practice those words. I know you can.
That's right, Peter. And right now, let's review our conversations one more time.
How was the exhibit at the art museum, Susie?
It was a big success. I saw a lot of great paintings.
Was the museum crowded?
Yes. It was so crowded that it was hard to see everything.
Did you see many paintings by famous artists?
Yes. Michelle T's paintings were in the exhibit.
I like her work. I can't wait to see the exhibit.
Hi, Susie. Have you finished your report on the museum exhibit?
Yes. It was interesting.
I love museums. I especially like visiting weird museums.
Weird museums?
Yes. My favorite is Ripley's Believe It or Not. They have lots of strange and funny things.
Where is it?
I went to the one in New York City.
Maybe I can visit it sometime.
Hi, Alex. What is that?
Hi, Linda. It's a book of postcards. I bought it to support the art museum.
You went to the art museum?
Yes. Susie told me about the new exhibit. So I wanted to go.
Was it good?
Yes, I liked it so much that I bought these postcards.
They are a good souvenir. I like to buy souvenirs from museum gift shops.
What's in this package?
Well, I have a collection of weird souvenirs.
What kind of collection? Let's take a look.
Okay. You see, I have two hats.
I see that those are strange hats.
Yeah, they're from a strange man.
Well, Ginger, why do you have two hats?
Because the strange man had two heads.
That is weird. Oh, look. You have three shoes.
Yeah, those belong to a strange man with three legs.
That is weird.
Yeah. Oh, man, my trip to the museum was a big success. I got a lot of weird things.
Ooh, this is weird too.
Yeah.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and to get some answers. Today we're talking about museums, and here to answer our question is my guest, Matt Guggenheim.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Matt. Thank you for being on our show. Matt, I have a question here from Ian Chang of Redding, California. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, Rob.
Great. Ian writes, my parents want to take me to a museum during our vacation. I think museums are boring. Why do my parents want to go to them?
What? Museums are not boring.
Why do you say that, Matt?
Museums are very interesting. There are so many different kinds of museums, and there are lots of things you can see, learn, and do in a museum.
Really? Like what?
My favorite museums are art museums. You can see famous paintings, drawings, and statues at an art museum. Some of the art is very old.
My favorite museums are history museums. You can learn a lot about history in a history museum. History museums often have exhibits about dinosaurs. I love learning about dinosaurs.
Have you ever been to a wax museum?
Oh yes, those are fun. Wax museums have statues made of wax. The statues look like famous or important people around the world.
That's right. Oh, and don't forget about sports museums and science museums too.
Yes, and airplane museums and car museums.
See, museums aren't boring. They are very, very interesting.
You're right, Matt. Thanks for answering our question. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot today too, friends. We'll see you next time on Question Time.
Friends, thank you for joining us today, and we hope you enjoyed the show. But let's take another look at this word, support. It really is a good word. What are some other things that we can support?
Well, Peter, some people support schools. They support schools by giving things like notebooks, pencils and pens, and even computers, especially if the school doesn't have any money.
Schools can also sell baked goods. People will buy those things, and that supports the school.
Yeah. All right, friends. Well, we had a great show today. Make sure to join us next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.